Welcome back, everybody. I'm Brad.
I'm Jessica.
Today, we are checking out Jack Daniel's Southern Peach. Country cocktails. 4.8% ABV.
This might be more my style. Yeah.
Steel Reserve. No Steel Reserve for too me. Much. Countrycocktails.com. Now, on Untappd, I can't remember because I'm old. They call it a malt beer.
Because you're old?
Yeah.
Well, you are 40 now.
Yeah. They call it a malt beer. I was thinking it was actually going to be like Jack Daniel's with...
Mixed something?
Yeah.
This is his flavored beer. Right there.
Yeah.
But they sell these... The reason I picked up this big old one is because they sell them in, I believe, 4 or 6 packs.
23.5 fluid ounces, so we're getting cheated.
I know, but I was like, I just want to try it. And then there's a punch one that we're going to try also.
Do you remember how much this was?
No, I told you I got a receipt and I can't find it.
You said that in the last video.
It's upstairs somewhere. I know, I bought... Ooh. I bought a Jack Daniel's, I bought a punch, I bought a Steel Reserve.
Two
Steel Reserves, and then I bought 2 little mini Smirnoff Vanillas to mix with my root beer. And it was $22.
So those Smirnoffs must have been expensive, because those Steel Reserves aren't over $2, so it's only 4.
No, I bought Diet Pep.
Oh.
No.
Ju. Oh, well. That doesn't matter.
I don't know.
See, she can't even remember.
Maybe Jesse screwed me. Yeah, it was like $22. I bet them little Smirnoffs are expensive.
I doubt they're...
You think they're $2.50 a piece? $2.99?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's $9.
Yeah, and then 8, and then...
Are these $4 a piece?
Hell, I don't... Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, no head.
That's peach colored. That is peach.
They got the color right. Kind of hazy, could be chill haze, but I think there's a little haze in there. Smell.
It smells peachy, but it surely doesn't smell as peachy as I thought it was going to.
It's kind of like those peach rings, mm-hmm. but not as
sugary. And you loved your peach rings.
Yeah, I haven't had them in a while.
I have to buy some of them too, with your pomegranates. It doesn't smell as strong of a peach as I thought it was going to, though.
Yeah.
But for 4.8%. Yeah, I'm guessing it's going to be some artificial peach in there.
Yeah, it probably smells like it should for that percentage.
Okay.
And I would rather have it smell a little lighter, because that means if it is using some kind of chemical mm-hmm. to flavor it, it's not going to be overpowering.
Okay. All right.
Okay, let's taste.
You know, that's really mild, and wow, I think after a whole one of those, I don't know if my stomach would feel good or not, but it's
there's
very light.
There's something in the middle.
It's very light. It does taste like you've had eaten a peach ring, though.
Something,
and I like peach
though.
Rings, so it does taste good, but what do you mean?
I'm guessing it's just the artificialness. Something in the middle tastes like it's overdone or it's not very good.
Oh.
In the middle. The rest of it, it's like after you ate a peach ring and maybe took a drink of water and you still have a little sugary peach in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get, but... Maybe, like, it's overdone.
Really?
Or it's too much sweetness, maybe. Yeah, like, right in the middle of the palate, I get, like, a bad taste.
Oh.
But then it's gone.
Okay.
And it tastes like a peach ring.
I think that it tastes fine. I don't know if I would be able to drink, like... Well, there's this, then singles, and then, like, the six-pack, they're obviously smaller.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I could drink a whole one of these or not. I think it's because I've had sugary ones in a row. But I'm like, ugh. But I don't think it tastes awful. I would have a couple of them in a little six-pack.
A couple of them, I don't know. Well, yeah.
In a six-pack, I would. I don't know if I could drink this whole thing by myself. I don't know if that would be enjoyable for me. I feel like this is too much
sugar.
Alcohol.
No,
this is
it's
too
not,
much of a drink for me.
It's not
I
too
need
much
something
alcohol.
Little. No, it's too much. It's too much in a can. I can't have a big old can of something like that and be expected to drink the whole thing.
But you could, we could mix root beer with the vanilla vodka, and you could drink two of those, but you couldn't drink
know.
Two of these. Or
so
one of these.
Yeah. I like my root beer float taste in drinks.
I would have to go with a 3.75. I think the flavor's fine. It's just the middle. It's...
I'm not getting that.
It's over-sugared, over something in the middle that it doesn't... It just tastes like it's too much of something.
Really? I'm not getting that as much. I would say 4 out of 5.
Okay, so we're close enough.
I think that it would be a fine... I think it would be a fine little bonfire drink.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're into these...
There's something about something this huge. I just can't... It's just a lot of liquid. I don't know. I'm so weird about it.
So, 1,300 people have tried it. 3.54.
Okay.
So... Yeah, I'm
like
a little higher,
a little bit more.
You're a little bit higher. Because I said 3.75,
right?
Right. Of course, most of these people don't say anything.
I was kind of hoping for it
tangy?
To be...
Great peach flavor, however tangy.
I would like for it to be... the words I'm looking for here... I thought it was going to be Jack Daniel's, like whiskey.
Yeah, that's
whiskey,
what I thought,
kind
too.
Of a peach whiskey. And it was going to be a little heavier, but obviously I read the can when I bought it. I'm like, 4.8, I don't know what that's going to taste like, but it's okay.
Well, I thought they were going to use Jack Daniel's in a some kind of peach
way.
Yeah.
I don't know, let's try the fruit punch.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.